Pepe Carmel of New York University.
You're standing and looking at these paintings from 1939, and I think any reasonable person thinks, why is he making this weird, ugly stuff?
In the years just before World War II, Picasso was doing portraits of his lover, Dora Maar, like The Woman in a Blue Hat, and the two others here titled Head of a Woman. Why this approach?
Picasso said, you know, when I'm kissing my sweetie, which I presume is an English translation for something a little less silly, he said, I don't see her whole face. I see her eye, I see the side of her nose, I see her cheek. And what I wanted to do in my painting was to communicate that sensation of what I see when we're kissing. So this is about the body, or in this case, the head, seen close up. Some of them are like a gigantic nose that's taken over the whole face, or the curve of the eye socket, or the protrusion of the cheekbone, or the shape of a chin. So he's looking at elements of the face and imagining them as tremendous monumental sculptural forms and then putting them back together.
But Picasso, as always, is thinking of several ideas at once.
He's also interested in the line between the human and the non-human. In The Woman with the Blue Hat, the way he's put that linear pattern onto her face looks a lot like basket weaving or chair caning, and that's probably not a coincidence. There's a whole series of pictures from the late 1930s where, in effect, he takes chair caning and uses it as a model for human skin.